News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Boys as young as 12 are being treated for online porn addiction. That's according to Richard Hogan, clinical director of the Therapy Institute and author of Parenting the Screen Ager. Richard, is it really the case that boys as young as 12 are being treated for porn addiction?
Yeah, unfortunately, Shane, that really is. And I think the recent proliferation of internet-enabled technology has drastically changed the way adolescents encounter and consume sexually explicit material. So what you have is, once a child has a smartphone or a device, they're only a click away from extreme hardcore material.
It's an obvious question, but yeah. How damaging is that for kids?
Well, all the research is there, Shane, that elucidates that anybody who accesses extreme violent imagery is susceptible or vulnerable to developing skewed and dangerous ideas about women. It dehumanizes women. We all know it. It dehumanizes women. It gives young boys the wrong impression about intimacy, which can last a lifetime. I see it also later on in life in my clinic, where young adults come in their young married life, let's say, and intimacy is lacking. And when we get into the issues, pornography is generally always there.
The boys themselves who have this addiction, I mean, I imagine it also affects their self-worth, does it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a very important question, Shane, and perceptive one, because not all children who view such material are going to become disturbed by it. But if your mind is vulnerable, if there's an insecurity in there, if there's a lack of self-esteem, it can really be damaging to sense of self-worth.
The advice to parents on this, it's easier said than done, about just, I suppose, checking what your kids are looking at. I suppose it's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it comes down to, you see, what parents feel about a lot of this is that they want to give their child a bit of autonomy, but there's no such thing really when your child is in the adolescence, in the throes of, like, you know, the formative years. You have to keep an eye on what they're doing online. You have to watch them, because the more they feel that I've been watched, the chances are that they're going to go into this material. So when they know that they're being watched and that the search engine is restricted mode, if they're using YouTube, that it's on safe mode. You know, these are just small little things that can help, you know, family-friendly content. And when they know they've been regulated, the chances are for them to partake in risky behaviour on the internet is diminished significantly.
So that's what parents should do. What about us as a society? What should we be doing? Because obviously it is not healthy for 12-year-old boys to be looking at pornography.
Absolutely, Shane. This is something I write about a lot for the Irish Examiner. And England was about to roll out, last year was going to roll out this new policy that it put the onus back on these sites, that they had to prove the age, you had to prove that you were over 18. I mean, that's not something that should be a dream for us. If a child, you know, has to put their email account into the site before they enter it, they will feel that they're being monitored. The chances of them going into it are diminished.
You think it'll work? Because, you know, the people say, oh, look, there's always a way around, and kids are much more tech savvy.
No, you're right.
And so on.
No, there is a way around it, and there'll be a lot of people come out and say, well, we don't want to give information to these sites, and there's a GDPR issue and all that kind of stuff, for sure. We really need to think about it. The commissioner that they're thinking about, the data commissioner, I think that's putting the onus on one person. I think we need to put the onus back on these sites. Because, you know, when you think about when we were young kids, when I was growing up in Cork, the only way you could access pornography was by walking into a shop and going up to the top shelf and going in front of a real-life person and purchasing it. So you would never do it because you'd be mortified. In today's world, it's so anonymous. You know, it's happening in the classroom. It's happening up in the bedroom. They're accessing these hardcore material, and they're absolutely free to do so.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Richard Hogan, Clinical Director of the Therapy Institute in Dublin. Thanks indeed for joining us. 53106, do you agree? What kind of measures should be put in place? It's just extraordinary, the idea of boys as young as 12 being treated for online porn addiction. 53106, let us know your views.